After a bright start to his NFL career, wide receiver Vance Johnson, one of the three amigos with the Denver Broncos in the 1980s and 90s, began to worry that a dropped pass here or a bungled kick return there might end it all. The pressure and the anxiety drove him to a taste for the liquor bottle and the pill bottle. And that nearly drove him to the grave. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. Pleasure to have you along. Greg Stewart's my name. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can connect with us online for more info, or if you'd like to support the show with a contribution, at WWIB.com. Vance Johnson became a functioning alcoholic and drug addict while playing for the Broncos for 10 years and on three Super Bowl teams. And he's with me today on the show. So how did this drug and alcohol addiction begin for you, Vance?
You know, growing up around like addiction, like I mentioned, there was no way I wanted to be like my father. He was an alcoholic and he was a wife beater. So when I made it to the NFL, all the way until that point when I was 22 years old, I had never had a drug, never had a drink, because I didn't want to be like what I saw as a child. But it wasn't until the stresses of life came on me in the NFL, dropping a punt against the San Francisco 49ers in the last preseason game before the final cut as a rookie. Other things happening where I was going and competing against guys who were much better than me at the time, and then getting involved for the first time in a serious relationship where I ended up getting married because somebody got pregnant that I didn't know how to cope. And not having those tools as a child, I ended up drinking alcohol and taking prescription pills for different injuries, taking medications for the depression. Now, to me, I wasn't an addict. I wasn't an alcoholic because I navigated through life and I was successful at doing what I did best, and that was making touchdown catches at the end of the game for John Elway. And it, to me, if you have a bad relationship, instead of trying to work it out and getting on your knees and praying and being like Christ is for the church, what I did was I got divorced. And so I know, you know, you don't have enough time to talk about my whole story, brother. I got divorced 8 times throughout my career and my life after football because I could not figure out how to stay in a marriage when there was going to be an argument, when everything that I saw as a child was a man beating on his wife whenever there was an argument. So to me, if you're going to argue, don't be with that person. Throughout my whole career, I was in relationship after relationship, marriage after marriage, failed want to commit suicide attempt after failed, want to commit suicide attempt because there was nothing about the world championships, the Super Bowls that filled any hole inside of me when I came home after those games. So I kept trying to repeat it over and over again, thinking the next relationship will make me happy, the next catch that I make will make me happy, the next Super Bowl will make me happy. And for 10 years, none of it ever happened. But I hid really well because I always smiled at the camera. And after my career, when the lights went out and I had no identity, my only choice to cope with life was to use. And that's when I got even more into the prescription pills for depression and more into alcohol to just cope with life and more into just going through life trying to figure out how I can make myself feel better. Thinking, by the way, for your listeners, that I was a Christian. You're not a Christian just because you call yourself one. You're a Christian if you walk in Christ like he calls you to walk in Christ. But like many people, they just go to church on a Sunday and they listen to somebody say a couple scriptures and they pick what tickles their ear, and they go with it. I'm a doctrine person now, man, and I was broken, and I used drugs all the way until I used myself into a coma. And if it wasn't for Christ pulling me out of that hell by telling me I needed to get it out of my world and going to treatment for 30 days and learning about addiction and what it's about and how the enemy is going to keep every person in bondage to addiction and mental health issues, that I understand now that this is not flesh and blood, it's spiritual. And our flesh is just what's being used, and that's how people are destroying their lives because they want to feed their flesh. I'm sorry I took up all the airspace just now, but I wanted to share all that.
That's all right. We are always going to make time for the message of the gospel and the freedom that that brings. So, Vance, how bad do you think substance abuse is right now amongst NFL players?
It almost makes me want to cry, man, because I sat in front of my son's gravesite on NFL Films, if your listeners will go to the NFL Films documentary of Football Life, and I talked about it. We as athletes, we're so ashamed at the end of our career, we end up broke and on nothing except for pills, trying to figure out how to cope through life. almost wanting to commit suicide and having destructive family situations, that we hide ourselves away from the world because we don't want people to know the truth of what's happening inside of us. Not even mention the concussions and the mental health issues that professional athletes deal with after so many years playing football. I truly believe that athletes, former like myself, need to start breaking stigma, get our heads out of the sand, and say, listen, if tens of thousands of people wanted to cheer for me when I was playing on the football field, then these tens of thousands of people will listen to me when I say that everyone suffers with some type of mental health issue and or addiction problems, and we're the ones that are going to stand up here and say, but there's a way out of it. We need to come out as a group of athletes and start telling people that we all suffer from the same thing. Will you listen to me now? Because you listened to me when I was making touchdowns. And the whole country is suffering. And this opioid epidemic that's happening, where it's almost biblical proportion, where God is turning us over to our reprobate mind, that people are literally killing themselves by ODing on all different types of drugs. Someone has to have a voice, and I'm one of those voices now.
Praise God for that. 55-year-old Vance Johnson, former wideout with the Denver Broncos, played at 3 Super Bowl teams with the Ponies out there. Now, this isn't the end of the story. Vance's addiction to drugs and alcohol and the ruin it brought him, it's a happy ending because he found Jesus, and we'll have you tell that story, Vance, next time here on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for coming back today. Sure appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. We'll see you.